have one that didn't get put on the paper. Pray for Miss Kelly, who was diagnosed with Bell's palsy.
We have an update on little Lawson Spence, who had to go to the hospital in Oklahoma City earlier this week. He's off of oxygen, and his oxygen levels are still slightly fluctuating as of yesterday, and they were hoping to get to go home today. We have a request for Heather Ponce for prayers for her grandmother, who's having surgery this morning. And then we have an unspoken prayer request for Vanessa's father-in-law.
All right. I want to thank God for who he is, and that he's a God that answers prayer. He's a God that is concerned about everyone's well-being. And so, Father God, we come to you in prayer for Heather Ponce. We ask for prayers for the grandmother who is having surgery this morning. And so, God, I pray that the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, will keep their hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Let there be a supernatural peace that comes across that lets them know that all is well, that God is overseeing everything. I pray for the doctors, all the medical team staff that will be a part of this surgery this morning. I pray, God, that all things go well. I pray, Lord, that it won't even be as tedious as the doctors may have thought, God. And so we thank you for total restoration of health, vitality, and strength to the grandmother, that she even be strengthened more than she was before she went into the surgery. We pray that, oh God, and we believe it in Jesus' name. We pray for Vanessa, prayer for her father-in-law. And so, God, we thank you, God, for whatever the need may be, God. You see and you know what is needed in this situation. And so I pray for whatever this gentleman stands in need of, that you meet the need, God. Meet it, showing him that you are God that cares and concerns for what he cares for what he is concerned about. Let him know, God, that you have everything at hand, and that you have his best in mind. And so, God, so you work it all out. Whatever it is, work it all out for this gentleman's best interest, to see and to know you as a God that moves on his behalf. In Jesus' name, we pray, Lord, concerning Lawson Spence. Lord, we thank you for what you've already done. Thank you for the touch and the movement of your hand in this individual's life, Lord, already. And so we look for completion of the miracle. Completion to regulate the oxygen levels. Lord, I pray that you would even now reach out your hand of mercy and grace to regulate his oxygen level. Let it function normally. Let everything in his systems of his body, Lord, to function as they should, so they can receive this individual back home. And so we say, it so be done in Jesus' name. Lord, reach out and touch people everywhere. Those that just need you for whatever reason, for if it's for salvation, for healing, for the mindsets of mental imbalance, emotional upheaval, whatever's going on, financial. Lord, reach out and touch and heal and deliver, set free, make right whatever is needed, Lord, for your people today. Do that, God. Do that. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Thank you, God.
Gateway Church is located at 4772 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Chasten and Brooklyn Music are the pastors and would love for anyone to come just as you are and join them for any of their worship services. You can follow them on Facebook at Gateway Church East City or on YouTube at Welcome to Gateway Church in Elk City, OK. Service times are Monday morning service. Sunday morning service is at 10:30 a.m. or worship. Spanish service is at 2 p.m. Sunday evening at 6 p.m. And Bible engagement that was Sunday at 9:45 has now been moved to Wednesday evening at 6:30. And following that is the Wednesday night Bible study at 7. If you have any questions, you can contact them at 580-225-4646. We are stronger together. The Refuge Church at New Liberty, they're located at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. If you have any questions, you can contact Pastor Tammy at 580-729-0956. And Prophetic Voice Ministries is located at 616 North Locust Avenue here in Elk City. Apostle Casey Elliott is an awesome man of God. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We will be right back.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Barber Dyson Ford in Elk City is Western Oklahoma's auto headquarters, and Ford is America's brand. We want to give thanks to America's veterans. So all veterans, please join us for lunch on Friday, November 11th from 11:30 to 1 at our dealership. We are thankful to every veteran, and lunch is on us, as well as great deals on every Ford just for you. That's the Barber Dyson difference, only at BarberDysonFord.net.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines are principles and rules that you live by. They're based on standards bigger than you. They were established before you and will continue after you. They are not controlled by what you do, but directly connected to why you do. They may seem to be a limit to your life, but are proven by the life that follows. Why you do is much more important than what you do.
We are back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest for today is our beautiful sister, Melanie Randall. Her title for this morning is Lessons Learned from the Tree of Life. Back to you, Sister Melanie.
All righty. We've got one more section here to do, and that's the Tree of Life in Revelation. And see what I like about God? He brings it back full circle. Yes, he brings it back full circle. See, the enemy just, you know, he thinks he's ruling, but he's not. Just because he did what he did in the beginning doesn't mean it's over. See, it's not. That's what we have to get in our mindset. Whatever the enemy does in your life does not mean it's over. It's not over. God has a way of bringing things full circle. I remember bringing that message here a while back, how God brings things full circle. And so this is what happened. God brings the tree of life back full circle. He had a tree of life in the Garden of Eden, and there's going to be one up in that garden paradise of heaven as well. And so in Revelations chapter 2, verse 7, all righty, it says, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." Are you hearing me today? "To him who overcomes, I will give to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst." See where it's at? In the midst of the paradise of God. It's right in the middle. is right smack dab in the middle of the paradise of God. You're not going to miss it. You make it up there, you won't miss it. I don't believe you'll have to be trying to look, where is it at? Where's, oh, no, you won't miss it. It for one thing, it's so huge, it's covering both sides of the river there. It comes across both sides. It's not a little bonsai tree. Oh, bye. Man, who is it for? It says, for the overcomers, those who overcome. And how do we overcome? Well, the scripture let us know that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony, and we love not our lives to the death. And so our overcoming power is through the blood of Jesus. So if you really look at it, between the tree of life that was there in the beginning and operating through the wisdom of God and operating through by the blood of Jesus Christ. See, that's the tree of life too. Jesus himself operating through the blood of the Lamb, because the blood of the Lamb covers all of our sins. And then after we become established in that, we're established by the word of our testimony, as we keep walking in victory after victory after victory. And then even if the enemy comes to take our lives, we got to know that we still got the victory. We haven't lost nothing because the enemy take your life. We still have we got the ultimate victory then to be with the Lord. So keep that verse in mind about the tree of life there. And then also Revelations 22. Let's go to Revelations 22. All right. And I want to read. Let's see what I have here. 20, I believe it's 22 and 14. Yes, 22 and 14. And it says, blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. But outside are dogs and sorcerers and sexually immoral, murderers and idolaters, and whoever loves and practices a lie. Who are the ones that get to eat of the tree of life? Those that do his commandments. What are we saying? Those who follow the instruction that God has given us to live this life on this earth. We see, when you follow the instructions, when you follow the commandments, you follow the things that the Lord has told you to do, then you become an overcomer because you're following in the path of Jesus, doing what you've been instructed. You can overcome. But when you disobedient and walk in disobedience, you can't overcome because you're walking in a place that's not in alignment with what God tells you to do, not in alignment with his word and with what he instructs you to do. So to be an overcomer, you have to walk consistently in the things that God has commanded you to do. Keep his commandments. And I'm not talking about thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not this. I'm talking about this. The scripture said that all those commandments are wrapped up into loving the Lord your God with all of your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and loving your neighbor as yourself. When you love God with all of your heart, mind, soul, and strength, you don't have to worry about all the rest of them because you're just going to do that which pleases God. So that's where we're at, people of God. Love God so much that nobody else can come along and tell you anything different to do, that you're going to walk out of place in that. When you love God wholeheartedly, then you don't want to do anything to displease the Lord. And so know that as you do that, then you become an overcomer in your walk with the Lord. And you can look forward to eating from the tree of life. This scripture also tells us in Revelation about the tree of life is there for the healing of the nations. I was trying to see where that is located. It may also be in chapter 22 or either 21. I'm trying to see here where that's at. Yes, it's in 22. I'm going to start at verse 1, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of its street and on either side of the river was a tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. Now, there's not going to be any sickness in heaven. I was listening to something that Pastor Troy Brewer shared here about the tree of life, because I've been wanting to get an understanding of this, the leaves of the healing of the nations. And he said that that passage of scripture deals with for the advancement of life. He says those leaves are for the advancement of life. He says everything that's in heaven is for the advancement of life. He says there, you don't have to worry about nobody being sick and ill and all of that. You don't have to worry about Jesus, you know, walking around and laying hands on people saying, be whole. No, we're going to be whole. We're going to be whole. But it's for those leaves, for the constant advancement of life. Everything is life given in heaven. This is what I want you guys to see. Everything is about life. And so in order us to experience the ultimate life in heaven, we have to act like we're living it down here. We have to let the life of God flow through us and walk that experience out here so that we can receive the ultimate life there. And so whatever things that are going on with you in your life now, whatever you are experiencing that's maybe of a hardship or something that's of adversity in your life, find a way to yet still walk through with the life of God flowing through you. And, you know, a lot of times if you would just reach out to somebody else, what you're going through won't be pressing on you as so much, because you won't be thinking on that thing so, you know, so much. And so if you can reach out to somebody else in their time of adversity, help bring life to them, God is going to also return that back unto you. He's going to bring the life that you need to walk on through in victory in whatever you're facing and whatever you're going through. And so this message this morning is all about life. Learn the lesson of how to live life. Learn the lesson of how to flow in life. Learn the lesson of how to speak in life. Speak life. Learn to just be a living vessel of life. Oh my God. I just feel that. I feel that. We got to bring life, because we're living in a society that is so concentrated on death. And if it's not concentrated on death, it's concentrated on things that's going to lead to death, and then people don't realize it. They're walking out things that's taking them on a pathway to death, destruction, hopelessness, despair. But Jesus said he came that we would have life, and life more abundantly. We don't have to be in despair. We don't have to be in hopelessness. We don't have to be in, you know, in all of these things. And you don't have to have $1 million to have it. I'm serious. You don't have to have $1 million to be happy in life. We had a service here recently at a church. It was our fifth Sunday fellowship. And I was talking to a young lady there. It was one of Elder Chad Gamble's daughters. And it's so blessed, because she asked me what was I doing. And I told her, I said, I'm enjoying my life right now. And she looked at me, she says, you know what? I'm enjoying mine too. And I was so glad to hear a young person say that, because so many young people, they're getting to the place of suicide, you know. And when she said she was enjoying her life, I said, thank you, Jesus. At least we two people enjoying our lives, you know. Yeah, things come up in my life that I don't like. Yes, I've had some hardships. And even now, some things, you know, come up. I had some things that come up earlier this year where I had to go, you know, and help out. But it doesn't keep me from experiencing life. I'm still... I still got to find a way to have the life of Jesus, because if I don't, Monica, I will get depressed. See, I'm a type of person, when things wouldn't go right with me, I would just want to close in, shut myself off from people. And I don't want you to come around and ask me how I'm doing, because I really don't want to get sarcastic with you and tell you how I'm doing. All right. That's the way that's the way I would respond, you know. But I the more I live for God, the more I'm putting away that kind of stuff and saying, I'm responsible for bringing life to other people, so I can't afford to be in despair myself. How am I going to bring life to somebody else if I'm in despair, you know? And so we've got to find a way to live a victorious life in God, even through every situation that we face, so that we can help others on this earth, because too many are leaving here, you know, not where they need to be, you know. And so we want to help others. We want to be life givers, life torchers, you know, and giving the light, and not only life, but giving the light in the darkness, in this gross darkness of the earth. We want to be light bearers and life givers. Amen. And so I just thank God for what he has given me. And I hope that, you know, each and every one of you have been blessed in what I've shared. I've started something new here. On the 26th of each month, I'm looking to share a little 2-minute video on Facebook just to encourage people. I just did one here for the first time, October 26th. And it'll keep me on track, because my birthday is September 26th. And I figured I'll just do it every 26th of the month. And that way I can, you know, hopefully be a blessing to others in that. So you all just, you know, live life. Live life and be victorious.
Amen. What a great message. Thank you so much. I always enjoy when you come. You always, I don't know, it just makes my little spirit jump. Jump, jump, jump. Y'all have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, and it is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from Miss Tina Dobbs, and from our beautiful sister in Christ, Miss Melanie Randall, y'all have a blessed Thursday, and we'll see you tomorrow. And stay tuned. We're going to end this program and then redo the iPad and get ready for a message from Pastor Dwight Shepherd with the Truth Broadcast. And the title of that is God is Able. So stay tuned, y'all.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app, where you'll find The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.